So first, Kristen, what attracted you to coming to the Arts Council?
Well, when this job opened up, I was actually not looking for a job. I was still at the Civic, and it had transpired that I had started thinking about 18 months ago that I needed to either decide that I was going to make the Civic my one and only career, or I was going to look for a new adventure. And I decided at that point that I was going to start looking for a new adventure. And at that point, this had been open for a while. And so I applied for the Arts Council position here, among some other opportunities. But in thinking about what the Arts Council does for the community, and also how much art there is in the community, and how unique our community is, I started to get really excited about the prospect of not only being able to stay in Kalamazoo, but being able to stay and work not only with the arts, but for the arts in Kalamazoo. Because I think it's such an important part of who we are and how it kind of makes us unique among all the other communities in Michigan.
Absolutely. That's something I want to get into in a little bit. But but Beth, I wanted to ask you, what did the Arts Council, I don't know how involved you were in the hiring process, whatever what you can say, what did the Arts Council see in Kristen that they really thought she could bring to the role?
I think that Kristen brings a breadth of knowledge, having been an executive director for the Civic. She certainly has done a tremendous job there. She's got great leadership skills. She knows the community, not only from the civic side, but through a lot of other things. She's been involved. So she's got a good grasp on what the arts are all about. And I think that's the fact that she has been in Kalamazoo. She knows the community. She knows the players. She knows the arts organizations as well as artists. I think it's a well-rounded, great fit for the Arts Council.
This is a question for both of you, but probably Kristen a little more. The Arts Council has always had a goal to enrich and engage the Kalamazoo community through the arts. How do you interpret that mission today? And where do you think the Arts Council should put its resources, or maybe already is, but how do you think it should go about interpreting that mission for today?
Sure, and that might be a little bit of a difficult question since I've had like two meetings so far, and don't actually plan to take over until June. But I think in looking at the activities that the Arts Council is doing, has done, I think spearheading and making sure that this great building downtown was built, the Epic Center, I think is amazing. This gave a home to so many artists in Kalamazoo and a kind of a hub for arts in Kalamazoo. I think that, I give kudos to Beth and those that have come before me for the Art Hop movement. I think that's absolutely spectacular in terms of being able to provide an avenue for artists, a non-juried avenue for artists to be able to show their work, and for the community to basically come together in celebration of that work for the first Friday of every month. I think that that's absolutely spectacular. I know that there is still some work to be done in terms of building membership and in terms of kind of keeping relevant, which is not unique to the Arts Council. That's every single arts organization in Kalamazoo has to stay on top of the times that change, technology changes, the way people get their information changes. And so you're in a constant state of making sure that you are providing the best benefits, the best resources that you can based on now and what is happening now.
Yeah. And you mentioned Art Hop and how that, I think that is really become kind of the big thing that the Arts Council is known for around here, but you guys are doing so much more than just that, and I feel like people don't see that a lot of the time. Is that something that you're trying to work on too, is to show the community that there is a lot more to the Arts Council than just Art Hop? I guess that's for you, Beth.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. We're a very quiet organization from the standpoint that we do a lot behind the scenes. So our most visible program is Art Hop, but we do concerts in the park, we do All Ears Theater, we do United Teen Talent, among other programs. But we also are a regional regranter and a local regranter for funds. We also provide support services to artists and arts organizations, whether it's strategic planning or marketing help or financial advice. A lot of what we do is ground level support, and sometimes that's not flashy and that's not out there, but it's very critical support for both artists and arts organizations. And I think the philosophy for the Arts Council has been, with the enriching and engaging is the arts are such a critical part of our community as well as our everyday lives that we want to be that foundation for someone else to build on. It doesn't necessarily have to be the Arts Council, but we need to be the support to give it to someone else.
You talk about the grants too, and I think that's an interesting thing that a lot of people realize, but maybe not quite realize to the extent that the Arts Council is involved with that. When I look at where the grants end up going, there seem to be two main places where there's the organizations, institutions, and then the individual artists as well. Two questions on that I'm just curious about. How do you balance deciding between artists and institutions, between how much should go to institutions, how much should go to artists, and what goes into determining who gets that money?
Thankfully, I don't make that decision, and neither does any Arts Council staff or board, I have to say. It's a challenging process. An independent panel is brought together for every grant. So for the Kalamazoo Artistic Development Initiatives or Arts Fund or Makaka, it's an independent panel that comes in. They review. There are criteria that each grant is evaluated on. They all review them independently. They come together, they make those choices, and they make the allocation. And it's a tough job. There are a lot of times where there are 3 and 4 times more requests than we have dollars for. And that's pretty typical right now. State of Michigan faces that. We face that. So,
Kristen, earlier you mentioned the kind of uniqueness of Kalamazoo and its art scene. And that's something I wanted to talk about. For you coming in here, and Beth, for you having been in this role for such a long time, what do you see as the biggest strengths of Kalamazoo's art scene and what kind of makes it unique compared to other cities?
Well, I think for the size of the community, there is a tremendous amount of opportunity for artists in town, not only to and for folks to experience art. For a community of this size to have an arts institute, to have its own symphony, to have, I think we're up to like 10 theaters in town, to have a couple hundred visual artists making either partial or full livings. Doing their art is astounding. I mean, if you look at the population. So I also think that the support in town is outstanding in terms of how much financial and time and talent there is to support these endeavors. You know, Art Hop, Concerts in the Park, any one of the KIA, you know, what the KIA is doing, what the Symphony is doing, what the Civic's doing, all of that, if it wasn't supported by the community, it wouldn't exist. So there is this culture, and we don't often think about it. I think we take it for granted sometimes. There is this culture of embracing art, and sometimes we don't even think about it. We just do it.
Does the Arts Council feel a pressure to maintain that status of just how good the art scene is here? Is there a pressure that's felt?
I don't think there's a pressure necessarily. I think the arts, we want to certainly maintain the quality and the enthusiasm and the place of arts, but I don't think the Arts Council feels a pressure to it. We feel a joy in supporting the arts, but the arts itself has a life of its own in this community, and that is one thing that I echo everything that Kristen said, but you don't have to drive people to the arts here. They drive themselves, and the arts organizations drive themselves, which is very, very unique. You know, we pass that on from generation to generation, and that makes us very different than a lot of communities.
Absolutely. Going along with that, what areas do you see that the art scene or the Art Council in particular need to be working on for the next 5 years? 5 years, near future in general, not just 5 years, but near future.
I think the Arts Council has an opportunity to do more in support of artists and arts organizations, whether that is providing financial support through larger re-granting programs or assisting with services. I think there are large and small organizations that need different types of support, and to be able to diversify and offer that, I would hope that we would be able to grow some of that. I think we are unique in the fact that the Arts Council has support for us to support others. And I would love to see us be able to channel that in whatever direction the arts community goes. When Kristen mentioned before that we have to be constantly changing, the Arts Council has to be constantly changing in whatever support we give.
Kristen, do you agree with that? What do you see?
Oh, I absolutely do. And that's one of the reasons why I felt so comfortable taking the job, was that I feel like how I feel about the arts in Kalamazoo and where the Arts Council can support and what movement needs to happen felt very in line with kind of where the Arts Council itself and staff felt like it was going. In terms of connecting people, I think that's really important, and that's becoming more and more difficult. I know we've talked before about media coverage of arts and not just getting reviews out there, but making sure that people know what's out in the community, what's available to them to do or see, but then also artists knowing what other artists are doing. That can be very enriching. It can also be very enlightening, so that we don't get too heavy in one area or another, or we're all trying to do the same thing at the same time. And connecting resources is really important, like Beth said, to be able to make sure that the right people have the right things, right? In terms of if you're looking for a workshop on how to grow your organization, or you're looking for re-granting funds, or you're looking for another artist to collaborate with, getting those folks together to do what they do best, I think is really a good mission of the Arts Council and should continue to happen. Of course, that's going to change, right? Because we don't have the media that we used to have, the media coverage, the local media coverage that we used to have. So I think that the Arts Council will play a role in helping to reverse that and making sure that we can know what's happening in our community, but also be proud of what's happening in our community and preserve it for future generations, because we're also missing that element right now, where nobody's reporting on what's happening and then archiving it. We're all doing it in our own little ways in our organizations instead of one place. So I think, I know we've just started having conversations with the library and with the preservation department up at Western to try to talk about some of those things.
Wow, interesting, because obviously, Kristen, you and I had a conversation all about that a couple of months ago, and there's this initiative now happening to try to increase the art coverage. You touch on it, but what sort of effect do you think that is having on the arts community right now, that the lack of arts coverage, or at least declining arts coverage?
We can go to either of you.
I think it's dramatic. I think it differs depending on the size of the organization or whether you're an individual artist. We see coming into the Arts Council a lot of impact with small arts organizations, because they relied solely on a newspaper ad to drive people to their concert or to their production. That just doesn't exist anymore. A lot of those organizations don't have the training to do the social media, to do different things like that. So we're seeing it affect small organizations differently from large organizations, but yet it's all the same pot. Everybody is still struggling to figure out how do you get the word out about your production, your show, your talent. It's just differing degrees depending on the organization.
Right. But what I think is cool is that now that we've started talking about it, and there is a small group of artists trying to talk about, so what do we do about this problem? People are starting to talk about it. And as long as we continue to talk about it, other people start coming to the table. Like I said, I got stopped on the street and said, hey, if you want us to help, call us, up from Western, and got an email from the library. Hey, when you're ready to talk, let's talk about what we can do to help. We've had a couple of conversations with media outlets saying, we're ready to talk about this too. What do you think? So we need to keep the conversation going. And I think that's really the most important thing right now, regardless of what the outcome is, right? Because we will solve the issue. One way or another, the issue will get solved. But I think that, again, that's what's unique about Kalamazoo, is that all of a sudden, instead of four or five artists saying this is a problem and we wanna fix it, all of a sudden the community's like, yeah, what should we do about this? How can we help? So I think it's absolutely fabulous.
I think a unique thing, too, to piggyback on what Kristen said is, the arts organizations historically have always been the leaders, and they've always taken the perspective of not just my organization, but I'm looking at things for the entire community. And that's really what is very great about what's going on now, because the larger arts organizations, while taking the lead, are really looking at it in terms of this affects the entire community. And that's fabulous. I mean, that's fabulous for large and for small, but it's it gives a better perspective too on how we go forward as a community and we address this, because you know the larger arts organizations sometimes have more resources to put at things, and so they can actually, you know, try and negotiate and do things that help, but they help the entire arts community as well as actually those receiving the information.
It's like a rising tide.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to see, do you guys have a status update on the new initiative and how that's going, where we're at right now?
I don't know if that's public or not.
We're all working very hard.
Yes. Okay. I think we are at a point, but we're having another meeting on Friday, and that will be a fairly critical meeting in taking a next steps towards the research. Researching the solution. So we've put some feelers out in terms of trying to bring some experts on board, because we're artists. We don't live in the media world. We're not journalists. So it was really important for us to seek that outside help to make sure that we weren't either reinventing the wheel if something was out there that could help solve the issue. And also for that expert opinion to be able to tell us what's a good idea and what's a bad idea to try to pursue. So I'm very hopeful that after Friday's meeting, we'll be able to the ball get rolling a little bit faster.
Is there a timeline for this yet, or is it still just kind of as soon as possible?
There's a timeline, but I don't.
I think while everyone would love to see it happen as soon as possible, we also are very cautious in the fact that we want this to be a successful project. This is not a let's get it out the door and then figure out the issues later. This is a let's figure it all out up front, and when we go out, we're solid on it. So,
and sustainable.
Absolutely
sustainable. Because this is not the kind of project that 2 years from now you want to think, well, that was a nice try.
Well, that's probably a big discussion that you guys are having, figuring that out. Yeah. I mean, we don't need to go into that if you guys can't talk about it, but I imagine, yeah.
It is a big challenge. I mean, we want to be sustainable. That's part of the whole idea behind it, and I think that's one of the key driving forces, actually.
And maybe one of the reasons why that opportunity for us in the media doesn't exist anymore, because the model as it stood was actually not sustainable with a current society.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to move on a bit and talk about Art Hop with you guys a little bit. And just obviously it's seen this big growth in the past couple of years going into different neighborhoods. For the next 5-10 years, do you see that growth continuing? What do you see Art Hop looking like in 5 or 10 years?
Well, when we went from 2014 to 2015, we saw a 52% increase in growth in Art Hop. And this year we're on track for another 26%. So it's huge. I don't see that Art Hop is going to just implode and take over the entire community. I think it'll be very, very strategic growth, and I think that's the smart way to grow it. Every successful program has a life cycle, and so as we were talking before, we need to stay ahead of it. So we need, whether it's marketing or the matchmaking between businesses and artists or the concentration in certain neighborhoods, we need to stay on top of what the trends are and have Art Hop fit what the community model is. Mm-hmm. Where I think the interesting thing that goes along with Art Hop is everybody wants to be Art Hop. Whether it's in Kalamazoo or it's other communities, we've got a pretty successful model here that people want to emulate, and so we're going to stay on top of it and make sure that it continues to grow.
Yeah, it must make you feel pretty good that you have this as a base.
It is. It's fabulous. Sometimes it's a little overwhelming when you think about it, but it's been a program. It's been around for a lot of years. It started, you know, over 20 years ago with the Arts Council. It had great support early on from Downtown Kalamazoo Incorporated, as well as, you know, we wouldn't be doing it without the artists. We wouldn't be doing it without the businesses. So while it's a program of the Arts Council, this is really a program that belongs to the community more than it belongs to the Arts Council, because they're the ones that make it work.
Yeah. You mentioned, this keeps making noise. I'm going to restart that question. You mentioned having to keep up with kind of the growth of Art Hop and the Arts Council. How do you do that? Do you have to keep adding staff and keep adding resources to it?
Well, we certainly could continue to add staff and always add resources, but especially with Art Hop, we try to work a little smarter rather than a little harder. So the longer the program is in process, the more the matchmaking between businesses and artists becomes sort of a self-fulfilling program. But yeah, I mean, as it grows, we'll probably have to look at some modifications and to keep up with that.
One issue that's recently come up kind of across the country that we're seeing is just a loss of funding for a lot of different arts organizations, or just cuts in funding. I don't quite know what the situation is like in Kalamazoo. It seems like things are fine for a lot of different places, but I'm just not up on that. What does it look like, and how do you like weather that storm?
Right. I think we've actually seen an uptick in the funding in Kalamazoo and in the state of Michigan in the last few years. I think that the bottom for us really was 2009, 2010, and that it has slowly come back. I mean, 2009, 2010, we didn't apply to Makaka.
No.
I don't think there was, I'm not sure that there was any money to be had on the state level, and now there really has been a movement back towards making sure that the arts are funded. And so I do know that the state funding has come back. We are so absolutely fortunate in this community to have the Kalamazoo Community Foundation and to have the private family foundations that we do for that support the arts, the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation, the Dalton Foundation, just to name a couple. This town really was founded on this idea that if you love where you work, you will stay. And so we've got folks that have founded our town and worked for our community and had the foresight to put money away for future generations to make sure that all of the, what they used to call leisure time activities, were maintained throughout these generations. So I think we're incredibly lucky. Have we been through some hard times? Absolutely. Are we still experiencing probably a little bit of, we're certainly not where we were at the beginning of, 2000. So, but I think we're lucky. We're in a tiny little pocket. I think the fact that the unemployment rate is at an all-time low in our county is huge. I think it's like at 3.8% or something, which is ridiculous compared to what we were living with 6 years ago. People have jobs, they've got homes, and that means that they're not as worried, and then they can start to look at some of these other activities and put that enrichment back in their lives.
Does having those organizations you talk about that will continue supporting, does it make it easier to plan for the future too? Because I imagine it's something that when it's so reliant on grants and things like that,
right,
it's difficult to plan. Does having those organizations that you know are probably going to be around and will support it, does it make it any easier? I don't know.
I think it might make it a little bit easier. I think what's interesting on a national level right now is that people are actually dissolving their foundations. So there are huge, gigantic, billion-dollar family foundations that are planning for obsolescence, and this money is getting redistributed, which I think will, I don't know if that's the plan in Kalamazoo, certainly I'm not saying that any of that, but at least on a very large scale, that's what we're starting to see, and it makes me wonder if that does trickle down to any extent, if that changes the way in which we seek funding, if that changes the way in which we think about where our sustainability comes from.
And these are sorts of things I imagine as leaders of this, you guys just kind of have to have these in the back of your mind. You can't really be planning for them, but you just kind of have to go, well, that's something that might happen.
Right. You absolutely do. You don't want to plan for it, but if you start to see that maybe something like that might be happening, you certainly need to start the conversation so that you're not caught off guard at all in that. It may be arrogant, but I do feel like Kalamazoo is so enriched in what we have here, and that people enjoy the arts in Kalamazoo. That creative outlet, it's natural. As a human being, you have to have a creative outlet. It's not an extra, it's not a perk, and I think we embrace that. And so I don't know that, if foundations were to go away or the landscape, financial landscape were to change, I think as a community, we would find a different way to still make it happen.
Sure, and that's, go ahead, Beth.
I think, too, back in 2008, 9, 10, a lot of organizations came together and started collaborating more. And the result of that is that it's actually had a positive impact on funding. So organizations that potentially would not have come together for a project, now instead of doing their own, they come together and they do a joint project. That has a very positive effect on funding. Funders like that, audiences like that, the organizations like it. So I think we've also, as part of that transition to become relevant and to become sustainable, we've done things like that, and the community supports things like that, which that is key. I mean, it supports a joint concert between Wellspring and Crescendo, or the theater, or the Civic, and you know, another theater, or you know, Theater Kalamazoo is a great example of a consortium of theaters that get together and talk about everything theater. That's the cool thing that happens in this community that goes towards the sustainability, which then ultimately affects the funding in a positive way.
Yeah, and that goes a little bit into my last question that I had, was just, how do you see the state of Kalamazoo arts right now? Are we in a better place than kind of overall than we've been in a long time? How does it look?
I feel that it's fabulous. I mean, I've never been so excited to be part of a community, and I mean an artist community, that's part of a larger community in Kalamazoo than I am now. There is such potential out here. There's such creativity in our community. Every time we have an art hop, someone will pop in and say, oh, I'm coming into the Kalamazoo community, and my gosh, you know, you've got so much in Kalamazoo. That enthusiasm is there, and you can touch it, you can feel it, and I just think it's a great time for the arts in Kalamazoo.
You, Krista?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think that, but then I think back 10 years, 20 years, I mean, that's really my history with the Civic, but even things that I've heard 30, 40, 50 years ago, and it seems like the arts community is always where it's supposed to be for Kalamazoo when it's supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. So what the arts community looks like right now is what is supposed to be happening in Kalamazoo right now. And I think that's fantastic.
Great. Well, was there anything else that either of you guys wanted to add or talk about?
Right. We're just really excited to have Kristen coming on board and look forward to great things in the future.
Great. All right. Well, Beth and Kristen, thank you, and good luck with the whole transition.
Thanks, Robbie.